Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, May 8th, and we're back with you.
10 days till my birthday.
Are you excited?
No.
Neither am I, and I have two more days.
I know, shit.
Yeah, we're getting older, man. So you're going to turn 30?
I am.
That's a big one. Okay. You won't be able to say I'm 29 anymore.
I know.
Like most people say.
Well, 29 is like an awkward year. It's like, yeah, I'm fucking 29. Like,
yeah.
It's not nothing exciting about 29. I feel like 21, 25, 30... Than 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 29 is like when you ask people how old they are, they go, oh, I'm 29. You know, yeah. Nobody wants to be in their 30s yeah, or older, yeah. You know.
I could probably still lie about it, but I won't. I'm 29 still.
Yeah. Oh, well. You look younger anyway, right?
I know. Everyone thinks I'm like 23. I'm like, thank you, but no.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I know. My daughter's 27. She looks 16, you know?
Yeah, that's good, though.
Yeah.
That means we'll be hot moms.
I don't know. But she still looks like she did when she was a baby, which is very cute.
You know? It's not a good thing when your dad calls you cute at 27.
Why? Why? No, I meant it was cute when she was a baby, the way she looked.
Yeah. When's her birthday? Isn't it in May too? No?
No, in June.
Oh, okay. So hers is coming up too.
Yeah.
And when's your son's birthday?
In June as well.
Oh, really?
They're both Geminis. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Gemini sign means two-faced.
Sometimes I wonder.
I don't know if I'm friends with any Geminis.
Yeah. Well, let's see, Geminis. No, I don't know if I have any friends that are Geminis.
Me neither.
But I got two kids, so it's not easy.
No.
It's not easy. I don't know if they're two-faced, but they have like maybe two parts to them or something.
Yeah, it's like two halves, like two different beings or something.
They seem like it's...
I don't know much about signs. Like, I learn the more I hang out with people.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, for some reason, study signs. Like, they literally won't even, like, talk to people if they don't like the sign.
I know.
I'm like, that's really bizarre to me. Because what if that could be your new best friend?
Yeah, your soulmate.
I mean,
these people are fucking crazy.
Some people literally study it, and they're like, I will not talk to a single Libra. I'm like, why?
Wow. People are fucked up, man. I'm telling you.
I literally don't know shit about signs except like what I read online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I don't know much about it either. It sometimes kind of makes sense, like, you know, to group people with certain characteristics.
You're a Taurus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So certain characteristics and stuff, but I don't know if it's true or not. It's bullshit.
Well, supposedly Taurus are stubborn.
Yeah,
high maintenance.
Those are like the stereotypes.
Yeah.
You know? High maintenance? I don't think so.
I think so.
Well, then I'm not a Taurus.
I feel like I'm high maintenance in certain degrees.
Yeah.
Like if I'm at a restaurant, like I'm like very high maintenance about the food that's brought out to me. Like if there's anything wrong with it, I'll send it back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I'm not high maintenance in the sense I need like a Gucci bag on our second date.
Right.
You know?
You want to wait for the fourth date.
No, I don't care about designer shit at all. By the time he bought me a bag, he could have taken me on vacation. That's how I see it.
Exactly. You know, go for experiences rather than things.
Yeah, for memories. Yeah. I'd rather have a week long of memories with you than a fucking bag. But when we break up, I can sell the bag. But still, maybe vacation and a bag.
Yeah, both, right? I can't see people spending that kind of money on bags or...
Isn't it crazy?
Or on clothes or on
like
anything.
A little tiny clutch from YSL is $2,500.
Yeah.
And you can't even stick your phone in it. It's
really?
Just like...
It's that small?
Yeah, it's so small.
Wow.
My friend got one and it's literally $2,500 and she has to carry her phone in her other hand because it doesn't fit
and
into her purse.
She's got an extra $2,500 to buy this shit?
I don't know how
Apparently.
She gets it. I don't ask questions.
Yeah. Sugar daddy, probably?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's so
Nobody
crazy.
Goes and spends that kind of money.
But can you imagine fucking someone for a bag, though?
Well, maybe it's more than that. You don't know?
Like if they...
The bag is just one part of it.
Oh, just one part, right? Yeah. And then they get like a $5,000 monthly allowance. Because some people do that.
I know. I mean, I know a couple of women like that. And I see them on Facebook all the time with all this luxury and all these gifts and stuff. And you know, they don't fucking work, man.
Right. My friend was like hooking up with Tristan Thompson. Do you know who that is at all?
No.
He's like this basketball player that's with Khloe Kardashian. They've been together for a while. But he, like, his cheating scandal just came out. Like, he just got caught cheating on her with like 11 different girls.
11?
Yeah, it was like 11 or something. Like crazy number. Like,
think he's got a problem?
Yeah, 110%. But my friend was hooking up with him while she was pregnant. Uh-huh. And he would give her like, I think like $4,000 a month.
Really?
Yeah, probably to be quiet.
Yeah.
Here, I'll fuck you and give you this money. Just don't say anything. Right. And all the girls that fucked him and took that money said something. Because his cheating scandal is everywhere.
Yeah, what does he think, you know? I mean, Trump couldn't shut down... couldn't shut up Stormy Daniels for $130,000.
No. So what's going on with that anyway?
I don't know. They're still going through the motions, I guess, to try and sue the president.
Which is never going to happen, I don't think. She should have just kept $130,000 and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but she wants to be even more famous now. I mean, look at her. Everybody knows who she is now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, so people do that, you know.
But she was never in love with him, right? She was just sleeping with him?
No, yeah. They didn't have an affair. If anything, there was a previous Playboy model.
I saw it. She cried.
Right. She came out and she said, yeah.
I was in love with him. He loved me too.
Right.
I was like, girl, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And besides, even if he did, you know. But, you know, you got to remember something.
Trump probably loves a lot of women, though, because he's so ugly.
Well, you know what? The thing is this. Maybe now he is. He wasn't so ugly when he was younger.
Yeah, but he's looked the same for like at least 30 years, I feel.
Nah, come on. I mean, the thing is that...
How old is he anyway?
I think in his 70s, right?
Oh, he's something. In his 70s?
He's gotta be, yeah.
It's so crazy because I feel like people that are presidents of the United States like live really long lives.
Right.
But a normal 70-year-old would be like deteriorating by now. Yeah, don't you think?
I don't know. It depends, you know. He's 71.
And what's her face made her speech yesterday and then took another line of Obama, Michelle Obama.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So now she's under fire.
Melania, really?
For plagiarism again.
I didn't even see one article about it. Yeah, that's interesting.
It's just all the articles are this morning.
Really?
Yeah, type in plagiarism right now.
But it's amazing that they do that. I don't know. How can
Well, I don't think it's necessarily her. Twice? I think it's her speechwriter, who's obviously losing their job today.
Right, yeah.
Who's fired as we speak? Currently getting escorted out of the White House.
Yeah. Such as other people have in the past.
Yeah. But sometimes I feel like they might be doing it on purpose to make her look like an idiot.
Why would they do that?
Because not everyone in the White House is for the president.
I know, but this is clearly something that would get them in deep shit.
Yeah,
you know?
But maybe they just don't care. They're like, oh, fuck it.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll find out, I guess, in the coming days.
People are so crazy.
Who was responsible for it. People are fucked up, like we said.
They make like vast decisions and not thinking about the rest of their lives. Like your profession is a speechwriter. If you fuck up a speech, you're not going to get a job again.
Yeah. No.
Come on, people.
Yeah, and you're going to be on Trump's shit list, too.
Right.
But, you know, talking about people that are fucked up, so I talked about the little accident I had when someone opened their door, getting out of their car and hit my mirror. And you know how much it cost to replace it on my Mercedes?
Oh, let me guess. $700.
$2,000.
For a side mirror.
For a side mirror. It's got fucking motors and shit in it, you know? I mean, you got to think. It's like a totally... That mirror can...
But you don't have to pay for it. His insurance pays for it.
Well,
right?
Okay. So what they said is that's why I'm saying people are fucked up. So they told me, they called me after the accident. This was a kid, right? So
right, the parents, 17.
So the parents contacted me and they said, we'll pay for the damage. Don't go to the insurance. I said, okay. So in the meantime, I don't hear much from them. And I thought today I'll give them till noon. If I don't hear from them, I'm going to the insurance.
Yeah, you should send them a text. If I don't hear from you by noon, I'm going through my insurance.
Well, so I asked them. Yeah, so... They actually called me this morning or texted me and they said, we'll pay to fix your car, but you have to fix our car too because you were part of the accident.
No, go through your insurance.
I'm like, really? Yeah. I said, I have a fucking video for my dash cam Did you know that? Did I tell you?
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, I have a dash cam. And
I want to get a dash cam.
Didn't get a moment too soon. Listen, they have some cheaper ones too, you know? I mean, yeah, for $30 you can get
them. And I think they're just smart for everyone to have these days.
Really,
because there's just so much crazy shit happening. Even when you get pulled over, it's like you could just be like shot to death now. Right. So it's like, maybe I should get a dash cam just to be safe.
Yeah, and everybody else has it, so why shouldn't you? You know what I mean? It just goes to show you that when you have it on record, people can't fucking make up shit.
Right, exactly.
So I told him, I said, okay. So she's like, so she tells me, she says, well, look, I said, look, what they look at is who could have avoided the accident.
Right.
I could not have avoided it. He opened the door in the last minute.
As I was coming.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, how could I have avoided it? Right. I tried to move a little forward, sideways, but it was last minute, and besides, there was traffic on the other side.
Right,
and
right.
You can see it clearly in the video, so they can tell me whatever they want. So she's like, okay, go call the insurance. I said, okay, fine. And she hung up. And then 2 minutes later, she tries to call me three fucking times.
Yeah, because she regretted that decision.
I didn't answer.
I would just go through your insurance. It sounds like she's just going to give you a hassle.
Because, I mean, I need this.
They'll say they'll pay you and you get, they'll give you like a bounce check. Like, I would just go through your insurance.
No, I would go with like a bank, with a cashier's check.
Yeah, right.
But no, the thing is, I need to have it fixed before Saturday because I'm going out of town.
Yeah.
And with something like this, you're going to get pulled over.
Yeah, 110%.
Over, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
Well, it's just dangerous in general, especially if you're going on a long drive.
It is. You can't see what's going on. Yeah.
Right.
And
$2,000, though. My
golly.
That's a lot of
money, I know. But that's Mercedes for you, you know? I mean,
yeah, oil changes are like $200, aren't they?
Yeah.
Fuck that. My oil change is like 30. I'm like, sweet. Thank you.
I know, but you know what? You do get the service, though, I have to admit. You know, they treat you like a king when you go there.
Yeah, well, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But at any rate, so this is the way it's going to go down, and somehow I need my car fixed before the weekend.
How come you don't have to get, like, registrations and stuff out here?
I did.
Yeah, but how come it's not, like, required?
No, it is required. Well, no, the thing is, you take it from him.
Like inspections and stuff.
I think he has to give it to you, the other driver. Is that what you're talking about?
No. Like inspection stickers and stuff. You don't need to have them out here.
Of course you do. Not inspection, but yearly renewal.
Well, no. Yeah, of your registration. But I'm saying inspection stickers, they're like required in Massachusetts.
Oh, no. Here you don't get your sticker if you don't pass the inspection. So
it's like, yeah, I guess.
Oh, I never heard of those.
Yeah,
before.
Like, no, you're required to get one. Like, because registrations in Massachusetts are every 2 years. So if you get it in 2017, you don't have to get it till 2019. But inspection stickers are like once a year.
Gotcha.
But out here, it's like nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about when I say that.
I know. And yet they have the strictest pollution regulations here.
Well, today I was driving to work and it was the first time I had all my windows closed and it just smelled like I was breathing in like the most toxic air I could ever possibly breathe in.
Yeah,
but the Laurel Canyon, I don't know if it was the car I was driving behind or what, but I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's the car. There's no way you can smell it in the air. That's strong.
No, but smog out here is pretty bad.
Yeah, but look at some other countries. I mean, we're like really dealing with it, but you look at China and India, shit.
Well,
like
China's
that.
Overpopulated. You can't have more than two kids, right?
No. Well, it used to be one kid. Now it's two kids.
And now they kill your third?
No, they don't kill. They just charge you a lot of money.
I can't believe they charge you to have kids. I guess it's like population control.
Well, yeah, it's sort of. Yeah, they have to.
That's so wild.
Right. But they're not going to kill the child. They just fine you. You know, and don't give you.
Yeah, but how much do they fine you? Like $5 million?
I don't know. Maybe they don't give
you
government support.
Probably not.
Oh, shit. We need to find out. My brother's coming to visit from China next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we'll
see. It's a long ass flight.
It is.
Have you been there?
And he had to do it twice within 48 hours.
Yeah, I know, you told me that.
Right? When my dad died.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But how many hours? Probably 16, 18 hours. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, it's too long.
Besides, I don't want to be there. It's too many people.
I have zero interest in going anywhere in Asia.
Yeah.
Like, never. Well, it's not on my bucket list.
Not even Japan or
something? Nope, not on my... I mean, maybe Japan for the... Nope, no, actually, nope.
The more advanced, you
know,
but...
In my life, if I don't go to Japan, I'll still be happy.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
All right, I guess I can go with that.
I will not care at all.
Oh, wow. So the lava is flowing.
Still.
In Hawaii.
Is it still erupting or is it just now the lava going down the hills
no,
and
no,
shit?
No, it's still this fissures and shit. So
what's that?
Like where the lava comes out of, like breaks in the ground.
Oh, really? Yeah. Shit. Yeah.
So it's not just from the top of the mountain, but the funny thing is some people are trying to stop it. And you can't stop lava.
You can't
lava.
Stop a lava.
I mean, you saw it. It's like fucking going through everything.
Why don't they just evacuate?
But they said that they tried in the past, not in Hawaii, but in other places, to stop it with like spraying water on it from the air and
right.
stuff. And make it harden. But first of all,
I don't think that would work.
Yeah, I mean, it would like evaporate the water in no time.
I know, because it's so hot.
Right, that's one thing. And then another thing is that they said they were only successful in diverting it, but that's not a solution because if you save your house, it's going to go to somebody else's house.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you seen some of the videos?
I saw a couple yesterday, but I haven't seen any new ones.
Eating up that Mustang, and there's a Mustang there.
Oh, really?
Sitting on the street, and the lava just devours it.
I'm gonna YouTube it.
I mean, can you imagine? I mean, this is rock that is molten.
On that note, though, did you feel the earthquake this morning?
Was there one?
Yeah.
Really?
Everyone's talking about it. And you know what's weird is I was in bed in around 5, maybe 5:45. This siren was going off for like 35 minutes. Like this loud siren. I go, what the fuck is that?
That's a long fucking time.
Yeah. And I thought it might have been a car outside, but it went on for 35 minutes. At that point, I was like, I'm up. I'm going to the gym.
Oh, so it wasn't a car.
No. It was a siren.
Maybe it was a building, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But they said the earthquake was in Riverside. I didn't feel it. Mm. I only heard the siren, so
yeah,
I don't know.
I didn't feel anything either.
Okay, let me see. Volcano.
I wonder why I'm not seeing it here in the news. Maybe it wasn't a big deal for national news.
Well, it was only a 4.5, they said, yeah.
So doesn't make the news, right?
Okay, let's look. I'm looking at, oh my goodness.
Yeah. You know, talking about Japanese, this is like mind-blowing. I guess the Japanese...
A violent volcanic eruption in Hawaii.
Oops.
Is threatening...
Why is it playing sound? That's weird.
Well, it's your phone and it's set to sound. But at any rate, so the Japanese prime minister went to Israel to visit.
Yeah.
And Israel's prime minister and his wife invited them for dinner. They go to dinner and they serve them dessert inside a metal shoe. Okay, so it's like it looks like a shoe.
Okay.
But it's made of metal. They put it right on the table and you kind of expect it to eat out of it. Now, the Japanese are offended by shoes in the house. If you've ever seen,
they take
off the shoes when they go in the house.
I've seen that in a couple horror films, because a lot of horror films are based in Japan, and everyone always takes their shoes off when they go into a house.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but they're saying, some people were saying that there's no culture in which shoes are acceptable on a table, you know? Even if, you know, I mean, it's not a real shoe, but still.
So basically they weren't fucking with the dessert.
So they fucked up. They fucked up. A lot of officials said... Japanese officials felt they were embarrassed for the prime minister, you know. There's nothing lower than a shoe in Japanese culture, you know. Not only do they not wear shoes at home, you also won't find shoes in their offices. This is disrespect of the first order. How could they have fucked up like this, man?
I know, but it's just like get over it.
Yeah.
Like you're in a different country. Things are different.
But you know, you look at it and you go, what, am I eating out of a shoe here?
But it looks like a plate, right?
No, it looks like a fucking shoe, man.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like a shoe.
And what kind of dessert fits?
Parfait or something? No, I don't know. Like chocolate something? I don't know. What
so weird.
Dessert. They're just saying there was a dessert in there.
A really squished dessert.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And this was obviously the chef's fault, but come on, you know.
They could have just put it on regular plates at that point.
Yeah.
Save themselves the news article.
Yeah. So I don't know, the ministry said that we respect and appreciate the chef. He's very creative, so that was their defense.
Hopefully he doesn't get fired.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably not his fault either, because he probably gets a outline of what he's supposed to cook and do at the beginning of the shift, right?
Right. But they're saying you need to be more sensitive to the like they're saying you got to do your homework, you know?
Right.
And they say when you cook a diplomatic meal, the minimum you can do is inquire about the guest.
Mm-hmm.
You know? In Japan, shoes are considered contemptible. They always take off their shoes at the entrance to every home, both for themselves and for others. So, yeah, it was probably like the worst person to do it to. So I don't know about this. People fuck up sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, they can just get over it. On that note, what's the difference between a chef and a cook?
Chef is the manager. He designs the food.
Okay, so he like makes the menu, basically. Right. Like he makes the sauce and this is what
we're
going to do.
He makes sure everything works. Yeah, he's the boss.
And then the cooks are just the people that like make it for the restaurant at night.
Yeah, they execute the food.
Gotcha. Because I've seen like a bunch of movies with chefs and I'm just like, how do you get that title but everyone else is doing just as much work?
Yeah. Chef is the big deal.
Yeah. But if you think about it, there's some restaurants where it's like Fridays, they don't have a chef.
Who says? They do.
No, those are like basic standard. Like you.
But
could
somebody still has to watch over this, you know? I mean, you don't just let cooks cook.
Yeah.
You have to have a
but
leader.
I feel like their food isn't like fresh there. Mm. I feel like it's like all their, you know how you go to like the supermarket and you can go to like the Friday section and get all their frozen shit?
Right.
I feel like that's basically, because if you order at Fridays, your food is out 5 minutes later. And it's like, okay, you didn't just make that fresh. It didn't take 5 minutes.
Five minutes?
Yeah, really? Literally. It's the fastest. If you're ever in a rush, Fridays is the place to go.
Oh.
Yeah. You sit down. I won't ever eat there ever again, but that or Saddle Ranch.
Yeah. Mm-mm. What's wrong with Saddle Ranch?
I went there a couple weeks ago. I was killing time with my friend before we went out, and I was starving, so I got a chicken Caesar salad wrap. And unlike a normal human being, I break apart my salad wrap, so I'll eat the inside and then I'll eat the bread by itself and dip it in extra sauce. So as I'm going to dip a piece of my bread in the Caesar sauce, there's like literally a hair this long.
What?
So I freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like freak out, because I already ate like 1/4 of the sandwich. So Lord knows how many pieces of hair I've eaten. So the manager comes over and he's like, we apologize. You know, we all wear caps, but every once in a while, there's just a hair in somebody's food.
Right.
I go, he was just so like so nonchalant about it.
Right.
And it was making me even more furious.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm giving you a horrible Yelp review. Oh. And he was like, please don't. You can have a drink on the house. I go, a drink on the house? Yeah. I go, let me get Ciroc, peach, and cranberry. Right. He goes, oh, we can't give you top shelf. And I go, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? I just found a fucking pubic hair in my fucking sandwich and you can't give me a Ciroc peach and cranberry? It was bizarre.
Man, it's disgusting.
So I'll never go there again, ever.
Yeah. I never even heard of Saddle Ranch.
It's the worst food anyway.
Really?
It's like a touristy spot. It's a place that has the bull in it.
Uh-huh.
And like the karaoke nights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's not popping. And there's hair in the food, people, so don't go there. And they don't care if there's hair in your food.
Yeah. Did you give him the Yelp review?
No.
Everything? Yeah.
I don't have Yelp. I don't have a Yelp account. If I had a Yelp account, people's lives would be ruined. So I choose not to do that. Literally, everything that bad that would happen, it would be going down.
Yeah.
Like, I went to Katana on Saturday, and I didn't really care, but we had a table of 20, and the restaurant was semi-busy for a Saturday night. I feel like everyone was coming there as, like, their Cinco de Mayo was coming to an end. But just, like, in the beginning, you would think a waitress would bring over, like, your water with lemon or whatever you want.
Right.
And it just took, like, almost an hour to get just water.
Yeah.
And that's not even considering we just you have a table of 20 and you're not even taking our drink orders.
Right.
You know, if I was a waitress, I'd take drink orders. So by the time I came back to take your food order, you're ready for a second drink order and then your bill's higher.
Right. That's the way they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
But she didn't know what she was doing. So that would have been a bad Yelp review.
Yeah. Once again, the theme of the show today is people are fucked up. Listen to this guy. Have you heard of this guy that ate 30,000 Big Macs?
No, was he trying to make some type of point?
No, but he eats he's eaten two Big Macs every day since he discovered it on McDonald's menu in 1972.
Two Big Macs a day.
Two Big Macs a day. That's like 56 years, right?
So how many?
No, 46 years.
So how many has he eaten? 30,000?
Yeah.
Ew. How's he not dead?
I don't know.
Because Big Macs or like McDonald's is probably like the worst thing you could possibly eat.
That's true, you know, but
If you keep their French fries in your office for 1 year, they'll still look and taste the same a year later.
Yeah, that's what they say. I don't believe it.
No, I believe it.
But, I mean, to eat those two every day for 46 years.
Is he fat?
That's a long fucking time. I'm trying to get to 40,000 and they'll take me another 14 years, he said.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Is what were you asking?
Is he like overweight?
No, he doesn't look like it, you know?
Huh.
Yeah. He counts lobster as his second favorite food. But
lobster from McDonald's or just lobster in general?
No, lobster. He just says that his diet is more than just McDonald's. It's not all I eat, but it's most of what I eat. That's what he says.
So he must get like a Big Mac at like noon and then another one at like 5.
Or at night, you know, whenever he eats. Yeah. All I can tell you is his Big Mac.
He's single, obviously.
No. He's got a wife. And the thing is that he says, oh, but he also orders another McDonald's menu every time on his wife's directive. In other words, she's telling him, get something else in addition to the Big Mac. I don't see why, but okay, whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
But the thing is, to eat that stuff, I mean, to eat anything every day gets old.
Yeah, old. I can't. I can't even do stuff like a week later. Like, if I cook, like, scallops and pasta, I can't eat that again for another 3 weeks. I get bored with it. Yeah. Like, I'm over it.
And one thing I discovered, I usually, when I do go to McDonald's, I'll get a Big Mac. And they're not filling. They're never filling, you know? No. I don't get it.
No. Well, I think it's like they do what the Asian people do with Chinese food. They put that stuff in it where you feel like you're full for like a split second and then you're hungry like an hour. Like you could eat a bear an hour later. On that note, did you see that video of the guy that got mauled by the bear?
No.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah. That's well, he's an... Okay, so he was leaving a wedding and he had to take a piss. So his friend pulled over and like stopped like in a wooded area and he saw a bear, but the bear was injured. So he's like, let me go take a selfie with this injured bear. Oh, well, the bear ate his ass.
Wow.
Yeah. And the video's intense.
Wow.
Like like mauling him to death. And they show the full video.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Social media?
Yeah. Social media.
Wow.
And then his family got $30,000 because it's somewhere in India, I think.
Oh.
So I guess they have like a problem with wildlife out there. Yeah. But I mean, that I don't see how the family could get $30,000 when he made a direct choice to go up to a wildlife animal and put himself in a position where you could die.
Yeah. Well, that's because there's lawyers and they know how to get money.
Oh, shit.
Somebody had to pay for this.
Someone,
right?
Yeah, someone. And $30,000 for a life is nothing.
Yeah.
Because after you pay your lawyer, you really only get like 10.
Well, the lawyers probably took something out of it already. Well, I don't know what the hell's going on here. Who cares?
Right.
It's in India anyway. We don't know the laws.
Yeah,
there.
No clue.
So we don't know what the hell's happening there. But
and $30,000 in India might be a lot.
Yeah.
Out here in America.
But fucking with a bear, I mean, come on. What is this with people's selfies?
I don't know.
And shit,
people know? Will do anything for social media. It's just like the craziest thing. Like I mean,
did you hear about this teenage girl who killed herself trying to take a selfie? She took off her seatbelt in the car, took a selfie, and got into an accident and killed herself.
Oh, my God. No. When was this?
2 days ago.
How old was she?
I don't know. She was maybe 17. 18,
oh my God.
I don't know how many people she was with in the car or anything, but I just saw the headline and I thought, wow, you know, people are crazy with these selfies, you know?
And it's not that serious. Like those commercials, it can wait. It literally can wait. You can wait until you're at least parked. You can take a selfie in the car, just wait till you're parked. Like, why do you have to be driving? And it's frustrating to me because I follow a lot of, what do you call them? Social media famous people on my feeds, like on Snapchat and Instagram. And it's so frustrating to me because these people have millions and millions and millions of followers. These are a lot of kids are following these people and they are forever driving while on their phone. Like they're driving and like filming themselves while they're driving. You can clearly tell they're holding the phone. I'm like, you've got kids watching you. Right. You're basically telling them it's okay to do that. And it's not. So fucking irritating.
Well, because every asshole becomes a celebrity now, an influencer.
Yeah.
An influential person. And
like Logan Paul. Remember that story?
No.
Oh, my God. This guy was making, I think he makes $5 million a year. Uh-huh. He's like one of those YouTube Vine famous people. when he went to Japan or somewhere in Asia where they have the suicide forest. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Suicide forest? No.
It's literally called Suicide Forest. It's
people
where
go there to kill themselves.
Yeah, okay. It's like that's what it's known for. Okay. So him and his crew went to Suicide Forest and they found a dead body and they were joking around on camera and he uploaded the blog and people ripped him to shreds because he's basically laughing at suicide because it's right. You could tell the body was like newly like he just recently hung himself, like it looked new,
right?
And people were like blah 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 blah, and I think YouTube punished him for like a week, but they realized they make so much money off his account they let him start doing videos again. But I'm like, those are the type of people that are influencing younger people, like to do stupid shit like this because you're making $5 million a year.
Right. That's fucking unbelievable.
He's 22 years old and his house is the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Really?
I've never actually been there. He's not someone I would ever hang out with.
Right. But I mean, how the fuck do they do that?
22 years old and his house is like this whole street.
How do you become like so famous on social media?
All you gotta do is have one interesting video, find out why people like it, and continue to do the same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's usually stuff though that you have to put yourself out there, you know? I mean, you have to do crazy stuff,
right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Like crazy stuff. Like he's acted like an asshole in supermarkets. Like just dumb stuff. Like that you, if you saw in person, you'd be like, this guy's a fucking douchebag.
Right.
But people watching it on a YouTube video are like, oh man, he's so funny. I wish I could do that. Yeah. It's like basically people that wish they had the balls to do the same shit are his fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. We had a guy here who has like, I think millions of followers, and he does an act called Southern Mama, and all he does ever is he just pretends like he's a Southern woman, you know, and takes a selfie video of himself.
Yeah, talking like a Southern mom. Yeah,
talking some shit.
Men dressing up as women.
He gets millions of views. Yeah. I'm like, and he doesn't even dress like a woman or anything.
He just talks like her. Yeah, does he put a wig on?
No, but he puts his hair up. He's got kind of long hair.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So he kind of puts it up in a ponytail or something.
Yeah, this on Instagram right now, what's really popping is men pretending to be women.
Yeah?
Yeah, like there's this guy I follow. His name is Trey Kennedy, and he does like shit girl say.
Uh-huh.
And he'll put like a wig on or like a girl's hat on, and he'll talk like a girl, but it's fucking funny because it's literally how we speak.
Yeah.
So that stuff is popular. Uh-huh. And like Chris Crocker, he dresses up as like a female, but he's been on the come up since like before Instagram even came about. He used to do YouTube videos.
Yeah.
But he dresses up as a woman. Some of them are straight too, but some of them are gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how they make themselves stars out of nothing.
Yeah, out of nothing. Like literally all you gotta do is sit in your living room, have like two shots of tequila and film, and you are straight for the whole month.
Yeah.
Like your bills are paid. You are good. And like beauty influencers, there's like a few like really, really popular ones.
And all they do is put makeup on
and film it and put it on YouTube, and they're making $40,000 a month. They're making more than like my parents do working like literally hard earned hours.
And what my question is, what's so interesting about
that? I don't watch makeup tutorials, so I can't. Like I'll watch the 1 minute IG videos where I'm like, oh, that's a really dope look. I would like to recreate that, but I'm never going to YouTube and YouTubing makeup videos. It's the same shit over and over again. And then I put the concealer under my eyes and blend. Okay, how many different influencers can show me the same shit?
Exactly.
Like,
and yet, there's a lot of them.
Yep. So.
Some of them even have even more than traditional celebrities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I want to do something for my channel, my YouTube channel, but I just don't know what I want to do. Like people want me to do story times, which like, I mean, I have tons of stories to tell, but I don't want to like just do that, you know?
Yeah.
Like I thought maybe if I could get one girl that I semi like in California, we could go around to like popular restaurants and try like 5 things off the menu and do like a cooking review or like a restaurant review. But I'm like such a picky eater. I don't think it would be like the best look for the restaurants.
And who would pay for all this too?
Well, you'd be surprised. Restaurants would be like, yeah, come in, film.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And they would pay for the food?
Yeah. Mm. For sure.
Okay. A woman fined after urine sample damages 7-Eleven microwave. So
I'm sorry, what?
This woman put a urine sample in the microwave at a 7-Eleven. It exploded. Why? I don't know.
Did she work at 7-Eleven?
No, she's just a customer. So the clerk Esther to clean it up and stuff, and she wiped out the microwave onto the floor.
Ew.
With a napkin.
Ew, stop. This story is literally making me dry heave.
A 26-year-old woman in
She's Aurora, obviously mental Colorado. Or on drugs.
Something's going on with her. I mean, why would you do this in the first place, you know?
Yeah, that sounds like a drug-related issue. Or like she's been like up for 6 days and has no idea what's going on.
Right.
I'd be so disturbed if I was in that. I probably would never go back to that 7-Eleven ever again, just because I'd be thinking that it was like urine infested still.
Yeah.
You just never know. On that note, when I went to the gym this morning, I came out and there was this guy like in like, it almost looked like he was dressed and ready to go to work, holding a briefcase and holding a cell phone. And he was standing like at my car. Like I was walking towards my car. He was standing at my car and he looked like he was either on the phone or talking to himself. So, like, I'm a little scared because, like, I don't know what this guy is doing.
Right.
So I get closer and I can see that his business suit is covered in filth. And so is his suitcase.
Uh-huh.
And he's literally, excuse me, ma'am, 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 said ma'am like 15 times. And I just got in the car. Sometimes I like to help. And then other times I get like a little, like they're just too intense.
Yeah.
But then I saw him just walking around the parking lot as if he was going to work. So I was like, oh, he's obviously like tripping.
Yeah.
Like on something.
Yeah.
But he was like dressed like he was going to work.
Really?
Yeah, maybe he's reliving the last day of his normal life.
Yeah.
I hate to laugh at it, but it's just like, I always wonder, like, how does one's life get to this point? Like, what happened to you?
Indeed. What happened to
you? I watched this movie last night called American Violence, and this dude was about to get executed. And the point of the movie is the therapist was like asking him basically, how the fuck did you get this way?
Yeah.
And he like started telling his life story, and it really all it takes is like one terrible moment in your life to just turn you all the way around. I mean, it's just a movie, but I imagine that's what it's like in real life.
Yeah.
All it takes is one shitty thing to happen and then you spiral out of control.
Yeah, I imagine that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And then drugs and then whatever else have you. A lot of people that win the lottery end up fucked up.
Yeah.
There's been documentaries on that, suicide and all this other shit.
Nobody knows how to handle that much money, you know?
Sometimes I feel like there's something behind that, though. Like, every single person is a Looney Tune. Every single person something tragic happens to is because...
Well, no, but it's not all of them either, you know? Many of them lose their money and stuff like that, yeah. But it's because you also get bombarded with people that want to take advantage of you.
Yeah,
and you don't know who to trust anymore, and they fuck you over.
I'd probably like disappear with Gabby for sure. Like, no one would know where we were at. Like, I'd post pictures in like undisclosed locations.
Yeah,
I'd give my like direct family money. That's it, though. Like, anyone else, like my other family members that I'm like cool with, but I don't really speak to, I ain't giving you shit. I'm not giving you shit.
Yeah, go make your own money.
Yeah. Sorry. You know what it is? It's so crazy, and I hate to say this, is I like cannot stand my dad's sister.
Yeah.
My aunt. Yeah, because when my uncle had cancer, she was a match for his bone marrow. She refused to give it.
Really?
Yeah. So I hate her for that.
Yeah.
And then when my grandmother passed away, we were all supposed to go to my grandmother's apartment and like divvy out like her stuff, like who wants what. Because my grandmother used to dress in like these sequin sweaters and like just over the top clothing, like what a grandma wears, you know? And she had like a blanket, like this blanket that I always slept on when I slept at her house. And when I got to her apartment, my dad's sister took everything. I was like, no, I hate you. Like, I've hated her ever since.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, this isn't about you. I'm like, fuck you, dad. Yeah. Me and him like beefed. Like, after my grandmother passed away, it was like a huge fight. All I wanted was one sweater.
Yeah, it usually happens. Everybody fights over what's left over, you know?
See this?
It's bullshit.
That sweater right there, that is the only sweater I wanted. That's all I said. I go, I don't want anything of my grandmother's except for that sweater, because she used to wear it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it just reminds me of her. It smells like her. Like, and she took it. And I was like, oh no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, over clothes, for crying out loud, you know?
Yeah.
People are fucked.
Like,
up,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you guys making a big deal over it? Like, my grandmother is not rich. She did not have money. Her clothes were not worth, like, it's not like a Dolce & Gabbana sweater. It's just a sweater that she wore on, like, every holiday.
Right. And it means something.
And it means something. What it means to you is that you just want a sweater for yourself so you can wear it. That's fucking weird to me.
Yeah.
So weird. Anyways, that was my rant for the day.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, at least an aunt should be a little more sympathetic. No,
I mean, we've never really been that close to either side of our families. It's usually been the five of us. Mm. And now my mom and dad are separated, so it's even weirder now.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
How's your brother doing?
It's all right. I don't really talk to him that much.
Really?
Mm-mm. Like, I'll text him and I'll take him like 6 weeks to respond.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been close growing up or anything?
No.
No?
I mean, like, I love him. He's right. A great man, but we're not close. Like, he doesn't know anything that's going on in my life at all. Like, and I don't really know anything that's going on in his.
Yeah.
It's just like in high school, he was like the most popular kid in school. And then me, because he was like the star basketball player on the team, and me and Gabby were just considered Marquise's sisters. Nobody knew our name. Not a single person knew our name. Like, and friends that we had would literally just want to come over so they could be close to Marquise.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like, it was difficult. And every vacation we ever went on was like for his basketball. It wasn't like a family vacation because we wanted to take one. It was just because he was playing ball, which was great memories. But my dad says his biggest regret was spending so much time focusing on him as opposed to us. Because if my dad said there was one day me and Gabby got dressed up in like these bright outfits and had afros, and we were like, we're gonna be rock stars, we're gonna be super famous. And he said, I should have listened to you and I should have brought you to California years ago. And I'm like, well, you didn't, so now look at that. now look at me, Dad. Thanks a lot. I blame you guys for all my issues.
Yeah,
is this so crazy? Because at the end of the,
me.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, your issues are really directly linked to your fucking parents.
Yeah,
they are.
All of them are. Yeah,
all of them, every single one of them,
because issues usually come up when we're kids.
Yeah,
you know, and we get fucked up because we don't know how to handle
it. And you're not going to see a therapist when you're a kid, so like by the time you get older, you're like, oh, it was my parents.
I mean, look, for some people, for some kids, like abuse and all that stuff is a normal thing. They don't know anything else, you know, because that's the way they grow up. And they go, wow, you know, I guess your parents are supposed to beat you up.
Right. And then when they have kids, it's kind of, it could happen. They could beat the shit out of their kids,
too. Yeah, either that or, you know, they grow older, they realize something was wrong with that.
Right.
And everything. But when you're a kid, you don't know.
Right. It's so true.
You don't know any better. You think all parents are like
that. And kids are so influential.
Yeah.
Or is that, did I say that? Influenced.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the other day, my mom babysat my nephew because my sister went out for Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
And they FaceTimed me when they got home because I stayed home most of the day for Cinco de Mayo. And my mom was like, yeah, how does Marcellus know what a period is? And Gabby goes, my sister started pissing her pants. And I go, what's happening? She goes, the other day he walked into the bathroom and he was like keeping me company while I was on the toilet. Because he's like, he like never leaves Gabby's side. And she's like, I have my period. So when I got up to flush the toilet, he goes, Mommy, you're bleeding.
Oh my God. Now you see, that's traumatic for a kid. Why did she do that?
She goes, no, it's normal, hon. I have my period. She goes, so mom said that she was giving him a tubby. And he goes, hey, Nana. She said, yeah. He goes, just so you know, mommy has her period.
Whoa.
I was like, wow, kids really, like, but that's, they be learning stuff. Like, as soon as you say something, it's like in their membrane.
Right.
Like, he asked me, he goes, hey, he called me, he FaceTimed me last night, and he's like, hey, TT, I know you're in California, but when are you coming back to my apartment? Like, as if he lives in an apartment. And I was like, I don't know, buddy. I don't know when I'm coming back there. He's so cute, though.
Yeah. How old is he?
Four.
Four, and he was talking like that?
Oh, my God. His vocabulary is intense.
Really?
For a four-year-old. Yeah, he's really smart. Really smart. A little bit of a brat, because he's super spoiled.
Yeah.
But he's super cute, super energetic, super superstar. Like, he's definitely, if he came out here, he would make it for sure. But it's just like, this industry kind of scares me.
Yeah.
Especially with like little kids that age that are so fragile. But maybe when he starts reading,
right,
and he cannot, because like, you know what I always wondered, how are child stars, like ones that start at like five or six, how do they act? Because they can't usually read by then.
Well, maybe they just show them or something, you know,
or like repeat it to them.
Yeah, they show them what to do.
Because I always wonder that, like, Mary-Kate and Ashley, when they did Full House,
right,
they were, like, super young, like, five.
Really?
Yeah. They
that
were,
young?
I think so. Because that show was, like, when they were babies.
Yeah.
And then, and I like how they used to like switch roles. Like,
they probably don't need to read the whole fucking script, you know? They just like
read. They're like, hey, this is your line. Go in there and do it.
Right. And don't forget, you can take a million takes, you know? So you just stop. You tell them how to do it. You try it again.
They turned out very weird.
Yeah?
Yeah, I used to want to be them so bad growing up. And they turned out to be...
How are they weird? In what way?
I don't know. Like, okay, it's like a... No one wants to ever talk about it, but everyone was always talking about it. Like, I don't know if it's because they're on drugs or they have an eating disorder, but they both look very like skinny. Skeletons. Yeah. It almost looks like they're not surviving. Like, they're non-existent. And I'm like, are their friends and family not saying anything to them?
Right. Maybe they are, but there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
When it's an adult, what are you going to do?
And they both married men that are like 40 years older than them.
Really?
Yeah, which means screams daddy issues. For sure. For sure. Like, fuck. What happened with your dad when you were a kid? Because you just married him.
Yeah.
40 years is it's a bit much.
It's a lot.
Yeah. 20, okay, I get it. But like, old ass men, yeah.
40 years old.
Yeah. And they're billionaires. They can do whatever the fuck they want. Yeah. They made so much money off their makeup line.
Yeah. They're probably screwed up, you know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know if kids should really be in entertainment.
Look at Amanda Bynes. She lost She lost her mind, too. It's like all these child stars just kind
of
lost
and
it.
Many of them have, you know. I mean, remember Lindsay Lohan and...
She's still weird.
Britney Spears and, you know, all these. They're
Jet Jackson. Do you remember Jet Jackson?
Uh-huh.
He killed himself like a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've had a lot of people committing suicide and everything, you know, and it's like unbelievable what these kids go through, you know.
Yeah.
I imagine the demands are more than a kid can handle.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And like being on a flight and being on set and getting no sleep and not being able to hang out with friends like on a regular play date because now everywhere you go, you have paparazzi in your face.
Right. That. And then after that, you have the fall when...
When you don't get bookings
they
anymore.
They fall out of grace and then they're like, oh, what happened? Nobody cares about me.
Right.
That would be...
Maybe Marcellus's bet is to practice acting and take classes, but wait till he's like old enough to like conscientiously make that decision for himself. That's what he wants to do. Instead of like knowing he's got it as a parent and then just wait.
Yeah.
But he definitely has it. Like if you tell him to cry on cue, he'll cry on cue.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, he's a little actor.
Yeah.
It's in our blood.
I suppose so, huh?
It's so cute.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. You know, I mean, kids are cool. I like kids a lot, you know?
I probably not going to have kids till I'm like 35 at this point.
You don't know that. If you meet someone you love, you might do it next year. You don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe that's your plan, but life doesn't always work.
No, I don't have a plan for kids. Like, whenever I get pregnant, I'm keeping it.
Yeah?
That's my plan.
Are you going to try to get pregnant when you meet someone?
And you know that a woman can only get pregnant 3 days out of the entire month.
Right.
Everything else is a misconception. Like, it doesn't work. Like, when guys, like, come inside you and they're like, oh, were you on the pill? Bitch, I ain't ovulating, so it doesn't matter. Like, you only ovulate 3 days a month. Right. Like, literally, that's it. Window. And it's a very small. And it's so weird because it varies every month. Like, it'll be like a couple days before my next period is due or like a week before my next period is due. You just never know.
Right.
But no, I'm not going to be like trying to get pregnant because I'm not even dating out here. I literally don't even have any dudes hitting up my phone. Mm. I don't have one dude that's like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Not a single fucking one. Except remember how I told you I went to that job interview?
Right.
He texted me last night at midnight and was like, can I take you to dinner? No, you can't take me to fucking dinner.
Another job interview that turns out to be...
A sex thing. Yeah.
Wow.
So I literally hit up Toronto. I go, hey, what do I say to this guy where
you
I'm not being
a
bitch?
Break. Yeah.
And I can say, no, that's not what I thought this was. Is you told me you were going to like help me make some side money somehow, some way. I don't need to go to dinner with you.
Yeah.
I don't need to. I don't care how hungry I am. I'm not going to fucking dinner with you. It'd be one thing if he was like hot.
But they try. They try. What have they got to lose, you know? But it's just you can't seem to catch a break. I don't know if it's something you're projecting or something.
No, I was not projecting anything with this dude. Very strictly, let's talk about like what
but
this
job
is.
But when you dressed for an interview, maybe don't dress hot and dress more conservative. You know, you
but I mean, I was wearing a long-ass maxi dress.
Yeah?
All the way to my feet. Do you not remember? I mean, it was red, but just because it was red doesn't mean it wasn't conservative. That dress was long as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just
doesn't matter, but if it's like a sexy thing as opposed to more like, say, a classy professional thing,
right,
that's the result you're going to get. So maybe start going, you know, at least when it's not entertainment jobs,
right,
go more conservative. You can't lose.
I know.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you just reminded me of that, and I was like, oh, I forgot. I wanted to tell you that anyway.
Yeah.
So that was a dead end street again.
Yeah. Oh well. the trials and tribulations of being a woman.
Yeah, literally.
Not easy.
Nope.
All right, Danny, thank you.
You are welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.